working Monday night, and Tuesday might not be quite right. So come by Sunday, Sunday night I'm free.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Smashing Sundays with me, Lucy Pinder.
And me, Beth Granville.
We have a very special guest this week. We've only got Gabrielle Fernie, best-selling author and actress.
Oh, that's probably pushing it.
You are a best-selling author.
You are.
I saw you. I saw you number one on celeb autobiographies, didn't I?
I overtook Judi Dench on one occasion. Then she overtook me the next day, but never mind. She stayed
that
there.
That brief moment in time. Yeah. I hope you screenshotted the shit out of that day.
You could have blinked and missed it, but yeah.
You overtook Dame Judi.
Yeah, that's... and Gary Barlow.
And Gary Barlow.
There was a promotion.
Good.
My book was selling for 99p. I think that might be.
Are you paying tax on that 99p?
Yes.
Unlike Gary Barlow.
Right. There we go. Quite right. We were kind of in. We did think about coming in and doing the podcast drunk for you, Gabby.
Oh, that would have been great, wouldn't it?
After reading Lush, which is Gabby's. I mean. It's so funny.
Thank you.
It's absolutely eye-wateringly honest.
Yes, too much so, I think. Sometimes I'm like, I should have pared it back a bit, especially the sex scenes.
No, absolutely not.
I don't think my parents particularly enjoyed them, but...
Yeah.
Oh, the thought of your mum and dad reading that book.
Oh, I know. They were quite, to be fair to them, they were quite open-minded about it. My dad's one comment was, I'm not bald.
Oh, love him.
Oh, love him.
I've got a full head of hair.
That's the thing. Oh, well, that's great. That was the only thing that he was kind of
they actually really enjoyed it, which, you know.
Must be weird. Like, I'd like to hear the parents' perspective about reading about their children having sex. Everybody knows the truth universally acknowledged. We don't want to know about our parents having
which
sex.
Which is worse?
Which is worse.
I know. Well, they were just like, we were young once, Gabrielle.
Well, no, exactly. Yeah, but it's still your relatives having sex, isn't it?
I know. And also, I just say to them, so 80% of it is made up, which is a lie. It's all true. I'm like, I don't smoke. I don't know what sex is.
Totally I just know what sells.
I just caught boys at dances.
Yeah. And they don't listen to podcasts, so this is perfect.
No, my mum said, how can we watch it?
Yeah, just keep telling her it's coming soon.
Yeah,
I
will.
But yeah, we decided against doing this drunk, didn't we? Thought it might at 10:30 in the morning might be a bad idea.
Only because you've got a rehearsal.
Otherwise I would have been keen.
Although I did do a drunk rehearsal recently.
Oh, you had a really productive drunk rehearsal.
That was really good, but we both agreed to it. So it was for a sketch show. And I thought Garnon Davis, who I was doing the show with, was joking. So we met in a pub because we couldn't get this rehearsal space till 8 o'clock at night. So what do you do? Like, if you're sober, waiting to go into a rehearsal space that's opposite a pub, Garner said, oh, we'll have a pint, shall we? And I was like, well, I mean, no, we're rehearsing, obviously not. And he was like, oh, go on. I was like, no, I'd feel a bit pissed after a pint. And he was like, well, let's do a drunk rehearsal then. Let's just have a few drinks and do a drunk rehearsal. And I was like, well, no, I'm paying for a rehearsal space. Like, I'm not going to be drunk.
How did it go then?
And he was like, it's a thing. And he's like, he's a much better actor than me. And
you were knocking tequilas back, weren't you, by the end of it?
Oh, so it wasn't just the pint.
It was absolute carnage. So he said. So he was like, well, let's just commit to it then. Let's just get really drunk and then rehearse. So I was like, oh, I don't know if this is a thing because he's such a fucking wind-up, honestly. So I put on my Insta story, is a drunk rehearsal a thing? And then loads of people were going, oh yeah, and like my director from Foiled went, absolutely not. What are you thinking? And then David Oakes, who is obviously a Victoria actor, went, oh yeah, it is a thing, do it, that's brilliant. I was like, oh, okay, we're in. So we had tequilas lined up, loads of pints.
But you got some really good stuff from that.
Genuinely, halfway through the rehearsal, I started to feel a bit sick and I got really cold. Like, we didn't carry on drinking through the rehearsal. But we got some of our best lines because it's things you just throw out there when you're disinhibited.
Yeah.
And I think if you've got time constraints, it might not be worth the risk. But actually, I'd do it again. It was really... it was really fun. And we got
maybe
good
just
stuff
once.
Out of it.
Maybe.
Oh yeah, definitely just the once. Like if you drunk every time, it's.
Well, I used to do a lot of my writing drunk. Like
did
half
you?
My blogs, I absolutely blot out. Like I wouldn't remember writing them, and I wake up in the morning like, oh,
wow.
So do you still have? Because you started off with your blog, which is my favourite pun I think in the world, which is
love is a four letter turd. .com.
Genius.
So good.
And this is how you got approached for the book.
I did, yeah. I'd only written about six blogs, and it was because I couldn't get any acting work. So I was just like, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to write about my drinking and dating and lack of auditions. And yeah, started writing this blog. I just wrote it in my bedroom. It was just a bit of fun. Like, I had a few followers from people on Facebook. And then I decided to tweet it to Catlin Moran, who was like one of my heroes. And I must have just hit lucky. She must have been on her laptop at that moment when the tweet came up, because she gets like hundreds and hundreds a day. And she clicked on it, and then she wrote back, everyone needs to read this filthy, immoral, incredibly funny blog. And from that, like overnight, it was literary agents.
Wow.
Meetings.
That's so great, isn't it?
Yeah, it was from that one tweet. Otherwise, I'd still be, I don't know whether I'd even still have the blog.
The tweet that changed your life.
It really was. It sounds ridiculous.
I wonder if there's lots of people who've got those, the tweet that changed my life.
I don't know. I really want to thank her. I did write her an email, but I'm yet to hear back.
That's so nice.
I know. It's just, she's amazing.
That's great. The power to do that as well, to help people's careers that much if you're that influential on Twitter.
Yeah.
I've just tipped the 1,500 followers.
Hello.
Day, so, you know, if anyone does want me to tweet stuff and change their lives, please
hashtag.
Please write in. That's incredible.
Yeah, no, it was absolutely mad. Yeah, and I didn't even realise. My friend Amy texted me and she was like, oh, Catlin Moran's tweeted you. And I was like, no, Amy, I've tweeted Catlin Moran. And she was like, no. And then, it was just...
Go home, you're drunk. Taxi, photographic.
Yeah, it was mental.
But so going back to the book,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I it's so funny. It's shocking in parts. My personal favourite was you going to your dishy doctor.
Oh, it was
scary. I don't want to give away too much because, read Lush if you haven't read it already. But you weren't feeling unwell.
I wasn't, no. It was, I had all these bruises, like top to toe, black and blue. And I was just like, oh, I must bruise like a peach. would literally wake up and they were like all down my arms, down my legs, and I went home
like the princess and the pea.
I went home and my mum was, I showed them to my mum just sort of in casual conversation, like, oh, look at all these, and she was like, Jesus Christ. So marched me to the doctor's. And it was a very embarrassing appointment. So I told her...
Because it wasn't your usual doctor.
Wasn't
it was
my
a
usual
fit
doctor.
Doctor.
It was a fit doctor. It was the locum.
Nothing worse.
Nothing worse.
Better than a fit doctor, but also nothing worse.
We've got one in Winchester that's Lush, but it is, you won't get... You just go to him for very kind of, non-embarrassing.
My elbow's itching a little bit.
Do you ever find yourself changing?
I don't suffer from ailments very much. I'll go back home with my
fish
then. I
won't
mention that.
When I was 17, I went to the doctor. I can't believe I'm actually saying this, for hemorrhoids, and it was a young doctor.
Oh.
And I changed it and said
perfect.
I had a sore throat. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I think I would. I'd lie. If I had something embarrassing and I got there and the fit doctor was on, I'd just lie and say, I'm here because I can't sleep or something.
Yeah.
Because you're running through my brain.
Yeah.
so you get there, fit doctor ushers you in.
Showed him my bruises, and I didn't actually put this in the book. It was so embarrassing. He lay me down on the table, not in a sexual way, unfortunately. And he pressed my stomach and went, "Is it always this bloated?"
Oh, yes. My God!
It's like, no,
absolutely not.
No, normally a slip of a thing. and it turned out it's scurvy.
Oh my!
And
God.
I wasn't the timeline of the book didn't quite work for what actually happened, but I was due to fly on holiday 2 days later and I wasn't allowed to go because
for your friends, like,
that was it, yeah,
not a bachelorette party. We're not American. What am I talking about?
Lucy's going to LA in 2 weeks, so she's showing off.
I'm just getting the lingo down.
The bachelorette party.
I wasn't allowed to fly
because
and so I had to spend a very begrudging week in my Welsh village, in which I went to like the WY produce show. there was a Swede rolling competition.
I remember that's right down my street. It's like when I took you to Littleton Fate.
Yeah.
And we tried to win a bottle of bleach on the raffle.
Oh my God, I remember.
I won a bottle of Fever Tree tonic water in the tombola.
You were thrilled about that, weren't you?
I was thrilled, mate. £2. Absolutely bloody.
It's what
delighted.
It's worth the petrol down to Winchester, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. For the thrill.
For herself,
you know,
yeah.
You can't buy those kind of thrills.
Fun,
yeah,
you?
Exactly. Yeah. But you were recovered at home.
Yes, I recovered at home. Yes. It was just poor diet.
You just weren't looking after yourself.
I'd started the year. I'm always on a diet, and I'd started to do this thing.
You were doing the pirate diet. I was doing the rum and biscuits.
I was doing King Henry VIII diet, yeah. Meat, cheese and wine.
Getting scurvy and gout.
Yeah.
I was doing this thing called the Dukin diet, which is, it's basically like the Atkins. You just eat meat, fat-free dairy. But I was only doing the first phase, which is the attack phase. But I did it for about a year because I would just keep drinking.
Oh,
and I didn't eat any vegetables for about a year. And I got
scared.
I know, it's terrible now looking back. I can't believe it. I know.
But I was thin.
Well,
I had scurvy, but I was a slither of a thing.
Yeah, there's some days when I wake up and look in the mirror and think, yeah, I'd take the scurvy, to be honest. None of my clothes, but I'm fuming about this.
Fuming.
But you have, so you're looking after yourself slightly better now. Because you've just done, you done Dry January?
Oh, no, well, this is the problem. I have mixed feelings about Dry January because every year, as we all do in the new year,
I hate it.
But it's the most depressing month of the year. It's the worst month to do a dry month.
It's long. It's depressing.
I get it if you've got a problem. I get it if you've got a problem. Yeah. If you've got a problem, fine.
Which many would argue I do.
Well, I mean, do we all have a problem?
I think there's three people in this room. Yes.
It's a shame we're on our own. There's no one to make an intervention, stage any kind of intervention here. I don't know. I do enjoy having a drink, and the thought of January, I do find January quite depressing.
Oh, it's a bleak month. Christmas is over. It's gross weather.
And anything, like, unless you are, like, you know, full-blown alcoholic, I think just depriving yourself of even having, like, a glass of wine with dinner in January just makes me feel sad.
I'm worried that my body will go into severe withdrawal, actually. I did try Dry January 1 year, and very embarrassing, asked for sponsorship for the RSPCA, and halfway through the month, I had to pay all the money back. Because I started drinking again.
Oh, my God.
And everyone was most annoyed. I tried to hide it at first. I was, like, going to the bar ostentatiously, like, I'll have a Diet Coke, and then was, like, put in some vodka. So I tried to hide it, but, yeah.
I bet the bloody rabbits were fuming at the RSPCA as well, halfway through buying their lettuce. I'm gonna need that back.
Sorry, Gally's got pissed.
Gally to really let us down.
Oh, that collie sat there waiting for its dog treat. Oh no. We've just had that funding withdrawn, actually. Loads of sad dogs and animals I don't think that happened.
Oh, I mean, it wasn't a great deal of money,
let's be honest. At least you tried.
I gave it a whirl. Yeah. It's just not for me.
No.
It's not for me either.
No.
No, absolutely not.
No.
We like to talk about Sundays on this podcast, Gabs.
Off of it being Smashing Sunday.
Yeah.
Great title, by the way.
Thanks. and we're sort of how we bonded a couple of years ago. Was by talking about Sundays, how lonely they can be when you're single sometimes. We know you're single as well, and you talk about it a lot in the book.
Yes.
And Sunday can be a weird day, can't it?
And
we decided to make Sundays
smashing.
Amazing.
Making a point of doing fun things and getting together with other single friends when you don't have kids to get off to school the next day and you don't have a regular 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
Sundays are a very different thing, but they still have that weird feeling of a Sunday.
That school
you know?
Night feeling, isn't it? Yeah.
You've got to do all your homework.
Feeling.
Yeah.
And it's like New Year's Eve, isn't it? It's like Monday, sort of the New Year's resolution day. Oh, I'm going to have a really good week this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to be really productive and I'm going to... And then Sunday night's almost like the sort of dread or anxiety, or it can feel a bit lonely. Everything feels a little bit heightened.
It does.
It's quite emotional. Yeah, it can be quite emotional.
I'm always hungover as well, so that always
adds to the... Well, this is the thing. So when you've got angst and you might be really hungover, or just it forces you to reflect a little bit, I think, on a Sunday. And as with, you know, any kind of anxiety, a really good thing to do is to distract yourself. Mm. So people who suffer from anxiety, you know, that would be something that somebody would tell you to do, is distract yourself by spending time with friends, going and doing something fun, occupying yourself, not sitting there sort of.
And then we kind of realise that actually it can be really fun.
Yeah.
It goes from being like quite lonely and a bit emotional to
being the best day of the week.
Yeah.
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 I mean, I don't think I've quite smashed Sundays yet. Still going. You're really good at Sundays. I remember from living with you.
Yeah, we lived together for a few months, didn't we?
We did.
I forced you into fun Sundays.
she's like, come on, we're going to the market.
Like, oh,
no. I'm still drunk.
Have to get a 15 pound. Drawing the curtain. Skipping around with a radio on.
So what do your Sundays look like at the moment?
My Sunday. So normally I wake up drunk at about 4 a.m. and then it's like,
oh,
a mad,
not with that horrible,
you know,
4 a.m.
You're like,
panic.
How the hell did I get to bed? My
alcohol
shoes are
anxiety.
On.
Yes. Oh, it's horrible.
And it's always 4 a.m. It's always dead on.
Yeah. Always 4.
Isn't it always 4?
It's always 4 a.m.
Didn't you give me a stat about
4:48 psychosis?
Yeah.
What's oh, well, it's a bit dark.
It is very dark, but it is interesting.
4:48. Psychosis is a play by Sarah Kane.
Oh, really?
And 4:48 is the time when most people kill themselves.
Oh, God.
Literally the most depressing time of the 24-hour day.
So enjoy that next time you wake up at 4.
Great.
What have we learned from this? I went on this podcast and they made me.
I'm
made
terrified.
My anxiety loads worse.
Now, not only do I think about how much I drank, but I also think about suicide at 4 in the morning. Sorry about that. Yeah, that is dark.
Oh, it was dark. Well, anyway, I normally wake up not with suicidal thoughts, but with just the thought of, oh my God, how did I get to bed?
Who did I get off with? Who's next to me in my bed?
Well, that's often the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you go back to sleep again. Then it's about the 10 a.m. WhatsApp check.
Yeah,
which is the worst. I think going through with sort of one eye open, see who you texted, who called.
I had a lovely one of those.
Oh,
recently,
you had a mad one. Didn't
I went
you?
On some kind of Genghis Khan-esque 2 a.m. text rampage.
I love that.
Everybody I've slept with in the last year.
I was in my element singing karaoke in a karaoke box. Oh. And you were just in a corner. We weren't, it wasn't just the two of us. You imagine.
It's not a CD. This sounds way more seedy than it is.
There were a group.
Oh, God. I was like, what is he saying? No, nothing. I mean, it's a Tuesday night. It's 2 a.m.
Oh,
what are you
God.
Doing in the karaoke
She's box?
I have no
emoji.
Idea. Let's see. Wonder if he's out. Oh, he's bound to be out. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Well, Lucy performs.
That's the only willpower I've got. I never drunk text.
Oh, I do. Oh, unless I'm too drunk to use my phone.
I'm an absolute savage for it.
You were so funny.
Woke up the next morning and just saw these names on my phone. Like,
so
oh,
funny.
A couple of people in Lisbon, I text.
All around the world.
I'll get a flight back over to spend the night with me.
Lisbon.
Oh, God. Oh, no God. One escaped. absolutely dreadful. Yeah, so checking your phone.
Checking the phone is the worst. Then it's the stagger to the kitchen.
Because you're starving, aren't you?
Well, you are. And normally, my housemates are up. And then it's to find out whether I woke them up falling through the door at 3 a.m. There's damage control there. And then it's fine. Those are like the worst three stages. Then it's sitting down in front of the TV for about 2 hours. Then it's going for a roast with some Merlot. And then the drinking starts again.
Got to top up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hair of the dog wise.
Yeah. Mm.
What do you think about Bloody Marys?
Not for me.
I love them.
I don't mind them, but I just wouldn't. Yeah.
I don't like tomato
juice. They're quite filling.
They are filling.
Yeah. I'd rather have a glass of
vodka.
Oh, God, no.
Without the tomato.
Vodka makes me very
strange. I like,
strange.
On a Sunday, if I'm going to start drinking again, an espresso martini.
Oh, yuck. Oh, they're so sweet.
They're such a pick-me-up.
I bloody love them.
Yeah. They're so good, aren't they? If you're flagging on a night out, an espresso martini.
Oh, yeah.
They are great for that. Yeah. My sister once, though, we went out and my sister had like 5 in a row and I think she nearly had to go to hospital.
It's awful stuff.
Yeah.
You do get really twitchy. And,
yeah, you do.
And if you're prone to anxiety, they definitely make
it
worse.
Yeah, they're not ideal.
Oh, no.
No, you just got to have one or two at the beginning of a night.
Yeah, yeah.
To sort of get you.
Then lull yourself with wine. Yeah.
Everyone's listening to this going, I think they pretty sure they should have done Dry January. all three of them. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Not so, so well,
it's a suggestion.
It's February now, actually, so too late.
Yeah, next year. All the best.
Definitely next year, yeah, for sure.
But talking of that, if you do have any suggestions for us, please tweet us. Find us on Instagram at Smashing Sundays and on Twitter at Smashing Sundays. And please let us know if you're smashing your Sundays, and if so, how.
Or if you're not, if you're really not smashing your Sundays.
Yeah, absolutely that. Yeah. And any suggestions for things for us to do on a Sunday? Because we're always looking for new things to do on a Sunday.
Nice. That don't involve getting drunk and eating too much.
Yeah. Someone messaged us to say that they they teach karate on a Sunday.
Oh, I used to do karate when I was way too old to... I took it up when I was I started doing karate when I was about 20, I think probably what? 23 to about 25.
Oh,
got to a green
that.
Belt, so don't
What's
mess.
What's the green?
I don't know. I think it's not very high, but I was really pleased with it. Yeah. Can't remember any of it.
I did taekwondo. Not when I was 23 though. When I was a normal age to do taekwondo.
We're like the Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee of East London.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Oh my God.
How old were you? You were a child, weren't you?
I was, big time. I was on the front of a glossy mag as well. And this is before airbrushing. Well, they probably had airbrushing for, like, famous people.
They weren't going to airbrush, like, a 10-year-old, were they?
Well, they should have, because I'm doing a high kick, right? So, like, my legs... I don't know why I'm acting it out, like, on a podcast. But I did a high side kick, and I've got my fists up, like, trying to look all mean. And I've got... So the angle of the shot is my foot, like, at the forefront of the camera.
Yeah.
Intense. I had a verruca on it.
My God.
I know. I'm actually going to get my mum to send me a picture of this and we'll put it on the Instagram.
Can we put it on the Instagram, please?
Yeah. I was so upset.
Oh, did you get...
Shouldn't they have airbrushed that verruca, or at least put some font over it saying taekwondo expert?
Oh, no. How old were you?
Yeah, you can see it's on the ball of my foot.
How old were you?
I don't know, like 12.
Oh no!
That's it.
Did anyone spot it at school?
I don't know. I don't think I took them into school.
No, Verruca Gate.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, terrible stuff.
Oh God.
Wait, Gabby, maybe you should take up a martial art on a Sunday.
Maybe I should. I'm not. I don't do any exercise. There's like no activity that I enjoy.
You dance on a night out.
That's got to count.
Well, I think so. If I wake up in the morning and I've already done 3,000 steps, I'm delighted with myself. I'm
like, regular Jane Fonda.
Yeah, exactly.
Exercise.
I'm going to have cake for breakfast now. I've done thousands of steps already. I love dancing. I could just dance all night.
Would you do something like Zumba where it's...
I did used to do a bit of Zumba actually, but a dance class I love.
The thing is, I can't keep up with the moves, so I'm just sort of flailing around at the back, not really doing any work at all.
Do you like a Sunday walk?
I do.
I love a Sunday
especially
walk.
Especially a bit drunk. Oh, I sound like some raging alcoholic, a bit drunk. You know when you've had your Sunday lunch, you've had a few pints and you go on a walk?
Literally, like, we will be sending Gabby off to the Priory after this podcast recording.
Don't worry, guys. It's in the diary.
But yeah, like, I think exercise-wise, going to the gym on a Sunday, like, you do feel really smug with yourself, but it's, yeah, no. But a nice walk, a nice, like, brisk country walk to make you feel a bit alive.
Yeah.
It's great with a hangover on a Sunday.
And yeah, and there are lots of green spaces in London. Like, we all live in London, don't we? And I'm from Wales and you grew up in Wales. And Lucy, Winchester, obviously. So we've always had nice spaces to walk around. And that's the weird thing about a Sunday as well, is we talked to Tori on our last one about Sundays in New York. Because Sundays, I don't know, it's so weird in Britain. Like, we have all these rituals and routines.
Weird
and
traditions.
Sort of, and traditions, and they make you feel a certain way, because I think I'm obviously self-employed. So lots of days I'll sit down and I'll do work. And if I'm on a deadline, I'll work a Sunday. But generally, I don't feel like working on a Sunday.
No.
I'll be sending people emails, because it's so, you're not going to get a response. No. That's lonely, isn't it? Sending out, do you know what I mean? So you don't want to
It is funny that even when you're freelance or self-employed, even if you don't work all week, you'd feel like Sunday is your day to just
I feel
not
a bit like it's a bit invasive when people send me messages about things on a bit like, oh, come on guys, it's my Sunday,
sacred day.
And it just is. There is always an element of that, which is why they can feel lonely, because you don't have that level of contact always that you have during the rest of the week, And so that's why I think it's quite important to find things to do, because you're not, you don't want to work. You don't really want to be in a gym unless you're training for an Ironman or something. Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's not really the day to go to the gym.
And you're right, if you're single, it can feel a bit, you think like everyone's coupled up and at the pub.
Well, it is the day. And weirdly,
and that's the thing. And the reality is that there are a lot of bored couples on a Sunday that are having to spend the day together. But when you're single, you go and you think, oh, everyone must be having a lovely, like, snuggling on the couch.
Yeah.
Which we all know isn't necessarily the reality.
But it was, we saw, didn't we, when was it, yesterday or the day before, that that's the day when dating apps are most used.
Oh, really?
So, you know, talking about what we were talking about with Sundays, it must be the day that people feel like, oh, I wish I was in a relationship. I want another person to sort of be there.
It's like Christmas. You always feel like, oh, couple. Like, this is like the time of year I'd like to hire a boyfriend.
Do you think, no, see, I love...
Yeah, I love being single Christmas.
There's so many nights out.
Oh, I guess so.
You're sort of distracted by the nights out. And like, yeah,
And you just have to worry about what you want to do and the family and friends that you want to see. Mm. You haven't got to split your Christmas time going
stuff.
To see, like,
in-laws
or...
Yeah, that is true.
Or going to their rubbish party. You just go to all your own
rubbish
parties. Yeah, exactly. They won't be rubbish, but they're my rubbish parties.
Yeah, true.
I think it's nice.
Mm, Valentine's Day coming out.
I'm absolutely pumped. Can't wait for that. Boys, keep an eye on your phones at 2 in the morning. Here she bloody goes.
She's going to go on a Valentine's rampage.
Oh. No, in fact, I didn't even like it when I was in a relationship. It's such a shit day.
I've never been in a relationship on Valentine's Day.
If somebody bought me something with hearts on, I'd be so upset. Like, I hated it in a relationship. And with my ex, like, I'd be like, oh, Al, let's not go out for dinner with all the other couples.
Yeah, that's what me and my ex used to just go for dinner. And it was just, it was quite depressing.
Yeah.
And you'd be sat in like a nice restaurant that you're used to going to, and suddenly all the tables are for two.
Ugh.
There's people just sat not talking to each other.
Yeah.
And what I hate, I think it's like the epitome of just the vileness of this like consumer world that we live in, where it's like, they advertise and sell us stuff based on fear, and they're playing on just the fear of not being loved and loneliness. All it does is just heighten that feeling.
It really does.
For people who don't have that.
Yeah.
Because people who do have that, if you're, you know, in a relationship where you absolutely adore that person, you're like, right, I've met the person who I want to spend the rest of my life with. I can't live without them.
Yeah.
You don't need a fucking card with a bear on it and a rose to make you feel better about
it.
Like,
you're
not going to enjoy
a bear and a rose.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
ultimate distaste.
Yeah, well,
All Valentine's.
Bear and a rose.
All Valentine's reminds me of is when I was sixth form college, I worked at Clinton Cards.
Oh, God, did
you? So Valentine's Day just reminds me of having to, like, in December, getting out all of the naff Valentine's stock and just thinking, oh, this is so gross.
It's gross. It's so naff.
It is naff.
And so I just think, it's designed to just make you feel rubbish about not having one.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck you. Valentine's Day.
Seriously, we're going to a gig. You should come to a gig.
Oh, are you?
We thought, what should we do? Let's do something.
Anti-Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But it's my mum's birthday as well. So I just think, oh, it's mum's birthday. It's not Valentine's Day at all.
Yeah.
Nice.
Forget and ultimately, that. We're having a great time being single, so there's nothing to feel
it
sad
is the best.
About. But it's just, don't like it. Don't like it, guys.
No.
This doesn't feel nice.
This doesn't feel nice. Valentine's Day doesn't feel nice.
So that's Gabby, you've told us about your kind of usual Sunday.
Yes.
Do you have... What would your perfect Sunday look like?
Oh, I think probably a lie-in, definitely.
Yes.
Maybe a bath, you know. I never have baths anymore.
I love a bath.
Only because none of us can be bothered to clean ours in the flat. It's sort of a shower come bath. And it's got to be a roast. I just love a roast, preferably one cooked at home.
Gotta be, hasn't it?
Not
a homemade roast. Beth does. You do such a good roast.
I'm doing one this Sunday.
With a radio on, glass of wine.
Oh, it's... Keris Matthews, I like Radio 6 on Sunday. Yes. Cooking a roast. It's heaven, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. And having some people over.
Really nice. Sorry, I was going to say about when I did a roast before Lucy moved in and before I was living with you.
Yeah.
You'd have people round for a roast and all get a bit drunk and they'd leave about 8 o'clock.
Mm.
And it would be the worst thing of my life being drunk at 8 o'clock on my own when everybody's left.
You're left with the washing up.
Yeah. Honestly, it was the weirdest feeling. And I thought, well, it's too early to go to bed. Yeah. I can't read. I can't watch anything. I'm blind drunk on my own at 8 o'clock.
That's
and
lonely.
So, that was weird. Yeah. Honestly, it was so weird. I ended up FaceTiming my mate who lives in another country. She's on a different time zone. And it was all right in the end, but that was weird.
And it's the Sunday night
feeling
that hits
you. So you've got to have people to stay over.
You.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think, and now obviously we live together, so we don't have that, but... Yeah, I think planning a roast, having mates over, get someone to stay. Yeah. If you're going to do that.
You can't really carry on drinking, can you?
No.
It's a bit sad. I think I did. I think I had to. I was just mind sweeping the rest of the time. I thought I was going to have to pass out.
My only option is to pass out.
Yeah, which is absolutely smashing life. Okay, what's your perfect Sunday viewing? Because sometimes if you're not out, you're not with friends, and you sit down and you want to watch a film or a TV programme, what's ideal Sunday viewing for you?
Oh, I just love binge watching a series that I've watched. To be honest, like, this is very sad, I watch Friends repeatedly. To me, that's like the perfect Sunday show. You can just zone out, you can talk over it.
And Frasier's mine. If that. Yeah. I could just watch Frasier all day. Yeah. I'm obsessed with it. Same. That's my version of Friends, I think, for people.
And just have it on as like background. I love it. Can't get enough of it.
Nice.
I love an 80s like Three Men and a Baby, or you know, just
great stuff. Or, that's a or great
Splash.
Sunday film.
You know, just like a channel. I think Channel 5. Is it Channel 5?
Oh, they play some absolute cool.
Yeah, at a really nice like at like 5 o'clock on a Sunday, and you think, oh yeah, I just snuggle on the sofa. I don't feel lazy at all, and I'm going to watch Three Men and a Baby.
Oh, brilliant! What a film.
Well,
Three Men
it.
And a Little Lady. I
I love both of them.
Three Men and a Baby after Three Men and a Little Lady?
No, off of her being a baby and then growing up into a little
lady. No, but I thought they did a prequel. Why did I think that?
You've imagined that.
Well, that's
you?
Well, then
were you was that the day that you were drunk on your own after the Sunday race?
So I'm gonna watch
the prequel
to Three Men and a Little Lady. God, I was convinced. So I found the only films where I prefer the sequel to the
Really? What, you don't prefer Terminator 2 to Terminator 1? Terminator 2 is like one of the greatest
Toy Story
sequels.
3 to Toy Story 1.
Classic.
Watch Toy Story 3. Yeah. Are there three? How many Toy
guys
Stories
lived
are there?
Three.
God.
There's a fourth coming out, I think, this year.
I know what I'm doing Sunday then.
No, guys, go on.
Have all the boys round for a race and put Toy Story on.
Toy Story 3.
All right, and if you had to wake up to a Sunday track... What's your ideal Sunday song? What do you wake up to?
That's so hard.
That
isn't
is
it?
Really hard. It's probably really inappropriate, but I love 212 Azealia Banks.
Oh yes.
I mean, it just gets you going.
Yeah.
It's the perfect song.
That's my Friday night song.
Yeah,
on,
I mean,
on
it's
my
more,
way home
more
if I'm going out.
Friday night.
212 Azealia Banks. It is one of my favourite songs.
You just
of all
can't
time.
Beat it, can you? I always request it with the DJ and then never play it.
Don't they?
I was like, can you play Sue Africans?
Oh, well, they're...
Sue and Sue.
It's so good.
It's such a pumping song. It's,
yeah, me and my brother are obsessed with that song.
Yeah.
I think I'd wake up...
Hectic for a Sunday morning.
A bit, yeah, I mean, it's probably not appropriate.
Mine would be Prince, If I Was Your Girlfriend.
Oh,
that's what
no,
I'd like to wake
up
to on a Sunday.
Song.
What a bloody song.
That's a great song.
I just remember
I just can't choose
up to it
and one.
It stayed
I just
with me.
Can't. My brain just goes, oh, you can't choose one. Prince is a great shout. Something like Starfish and Coffee or Mountain.
Yes.
Something just to kind of kind
set
of get
tone.
You in.
Yeah, lovely.
But that's a
two
tough question that we're going to ask
actually,
everyone.
For
no, but that's good. It gets
you, know,
you
something
like.
Something that's like, yeah.
Yeah, but that's good. It gets you going. Gets you going for your brisk country walk and your roast, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you need something to slice through the hangover
and remind you that you're alive.
Yeah. I always put the radio on as soon as I wake up. It's next to my bed and I just lean over and it's always Radio 6 on.
And then
I'll
you
just turn
dance
it on.
Out your room.
Do you know what? Oh, do you remember
Lauren Laverne? Was it Lauren Laverne was doing a Prince morning?
Yeah.
And we just spent, like, we were both late for things we had to go to because we were literally dancing and singing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you sent out like a blanket text to everyone going, put Radio 6 on.
Yeah.
I think
I did tweet her and she liked it. I was delighted with that.
We had a Sunday where Yes by McCormick and Butler was on. That's a beautiful Sunday morning track.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, what a track. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. Yeah,
we have
really
a very
is.
Random kind of last question.
Go for it.
How do we come up with this? Oh, it's because we like knobbing around Tudor mansions on a Sunday, don't we?
Really into our period dramas and stuff.
Oh, like, nice, yeah, nice. Love. Do you actually go to?
Oh, we love a trip to Hampton Court.
Lovely.
We put the capes on and everything. I'll put that on the Instagram page as well. Us yeah. as a pair of Tudor wenches.
Eating quince jelly off crackers and drinking mead. It's we're
you guys know how
it.
To live.
I know, right?
We'll get gout to match your scurvy.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, we love it. Marvel. And we came up with this question, which we entertained ourselves with. Go on.
Did we come up with this at Hampton Court?
Yeah.
Or am I embellishing that to make it sound?
No, we did, because we were like, oh, we'd be a great couple of like Tudor wenches. And like Lucy was like, oh, you'd be sleeping with everyone in court.
No, you'd be sleeping with the king, love. You'd be like first mistress. Yeah. So we came up with a Tudor prosy name.
Yeah, so we were like, what would our Tudor... Because my uncle had been doing his family tree, our family tree. Mm. Unless he's not related to me. His family tree.
He's not my uncle, he's just a man.
Yeah. Anyway, our name back in the 1500s. So obviously my surname's Granville. And it was De Glanville.
How good is De Glanville?
De Glanville.
Oh my God. So Lucy was like, I think you should go back to that.
Hound of the De Glanville.
So we were saying, like, we were coming up with what would our Tudor names be? Brilliant. And then we were saying, what a great way to choose your Tudor prostitute name, Tudor prosy name.
So Beth was like, choose your favourite literary character. Mm. What's mine? Bathsheba de Pinder. It doesn't really roll off the...
Bathsheba de Pinder.
I love Mike Gilliatt's one. You know Mike Gilliatt, don't you? A friend of ours, comedy writer. And his was Dorian de Gilliatt.
I mean, that's
beautiful.
If Mike doesn't use that as his, like, pen name, then
he's got to.
He's mad.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant one.
So, yeah, think of your favourite literary character.
Okay.
And then add D to Fernie.
Elizabeth, well, you are Elizabeth.
I love Elizabeth Bennett.
So you'd just be Elizabeth de Glanville. If I was you, I would change my name by default like, to that.
You should.
To Elizabeth de Glanville.
It's great stuff.
It's brilliant.
No, I bloody love it. Actually, I'm going to Instagram. We've got Ranulph de Glanville was my 24.
I love the name Ranulph.
Great name, isn't it?
I've never heard that.
I'm bringing Ranulph back. Woo! If I ever have a son, I'm going to call him Ranulph, I think. But yeah, he's my 24 times great grandfather.
Wow.
And he was called Ranulph de Glanville.
That's so grand.
He was like the Earl of Sussex or something. And it's like, well, what the fuck happened? Like someone
go
lost
back and
loads
reclaim
of money
it.
along the way. Like, so hold on. How did we end up going from the Earl of Sussex to like coal miners in South Wales? Like someone had a gambling problem along the way, didn't they? I looked at it. I was like, oh, I'm absolutely furious about this.
Imagine you finding out who it was and going and defacing their grave.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing. Great grandfather.
Interesting, actually. I should find out how our money got lost.
That'll be a cheerful anyway,
yeah, yeah. Sunday. At 4:48, I'm like, oh God, all the money my family lost. 4 a.m. again. I'm thinking about the wealth my family had 400
You could have absolutely been romping around East Sussex.
Oh, God, I know.
If it wasn't for the De Glanville.
Yeah. De Glanville,
so yours is off of Elizabeth Bennet. You'd be Elizabeth.
I still think about it on the reg, so I'll come up with other ones.
Gabby, what would yours be?
I think my favourite literary character is Bridget Jones. And for people who haven't read the books, I urge you to, because they are so much better than the films. Just so funny.
Yeah, my mum loved the books.
Oh, they're just like comedy genius.
You'd be Bridget to Fernie.
Bridget to Fernie.
Lovely.
That's so fun.
Sexy.
That's quite, it is quite sexy.
Bridget to Fernie is fun.
Really sexy.
I love Duh.
Although De Pinder just doesn't work. It just sounds weird. It sounds like I'm not talking properly.
Another pre one for you. Le Pinder.
Yeah, I'm not keen.
All right, we'll come back to that, guys. Gabby, before you leave us, and before our audience leave us, you must buy Gabby's book, Lush. It's hilarious. I loved every page. It's really not very... often a book makes me laugh out loud, and yours did a lot. And it's just really honest, and it's a really
it's brutally honest.
It's brutally, honest,
and
it's
very
makes
funny.
A great read. It's I absolutely whipped through it. I loved it.
Thank you.
And you're in a play at the moment, aren't you? Because you're going off to a rehearsal now. But before you go, tell us about the play.
Yes, so it's a very funny play. It's very well written. It's at the Vaults Festival. called Leave a Message, and it's on the 20th, the 21st, and the 24th of Feb at 6:10. And you can find us on Twitter, Leave a Message 2019, and there's all the details on there. But it's a very funny play. It's a true story, and it's written by two very talented guys, James Mitchell and Ed Coleman. So, yeah.
Anyway. What's it about? Tell us briefly.
It's about... It's about alcoholism.
Perfect.
We've got a theme here. Yeah.
And it's Ed's father's died in the play, and it's us going to clean up the flat afterwards. And it's very touching, but it's also very, very funny.
And who do you play? What's your character?
I'm the friend, Sarah. So I go with Ed to clean up the flat. And she's very similar to me, so it's not too much of a stretch to play. quite coarse in her humour, but it's
that's always nice, brilliant. Isn't it?
Yeah,
having a part that
it's
you can
a joy
just
to play.
Yeah, bring a bit of yourself to it.
Yeah, it's
oh how exciting! Lovely.
We're definitely going to come. Yeah,
and get yourselves down to the Vault Festival anyway, because
yes.
It's just brilliant
oh,
there,
it's
isn't
so
it?
So fun!
Like a little edit. It's all underground. And it's
it
all like
is, yeah.
cool and musty and. Full of attractive people. And
I've heard
things.
This is the first
it's
thing.
It's bloody great.
The fit man.
Yeah, oh god. But like, there's loads of great shows there. There's some dreadful ones as well. But there's
Naming
yeah,
no
it's
shows.
It's a really great thing in London to get yourself down to in February.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I'm going to come on the Sunday.
Brilliant.
And one more time, what's the play called?
Leave a Message.
Leave a Message.
Leave a
at Vault
Festival.
Vault.
Vault
I'm, putting it, I'm putting an S on the end.
Yeah,
no
I never
there.
Know. I think I've done it different.
It is Vault Festival, but Vault sounds better. So. Right, well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's been lovely having
farewell
you.
Farewell.
Yes.
And good riddance to Bridget de Fernays.
Bridget de Fernays exiting the building.
Come by Sunday.
Thank you so much for coming on, Gabby.
It's been lovely having you on. Thank you so much, Gabs.
Thank you.
Come by Sunday.